Hi, my name is Macy Tullis, and I'm here with Ashton Marks, my friend.
Hi.
And we are going to be talking about Walt Disney World and their expansion on Fantasyland, which they recently did, and it is now open. So the park in Fantasyland expanded, and so they added an Enchanted Forest and a Storybook Circus. And in the Enchanted Forest, they added Little Mermaid rides, Beauty and the Beast attractions, and Gaston's Tavern to go along with Beauty and the Beast. And so, Ashton, what do you think about these new expansions?
I really, really, really want to eat at Gaston's Tavern, because that sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that.
They also added a Be Our Guest restaurant.
That looked cool, too. I was like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, the dining room looks just like how it does in the movie.
It was
it's
all
great.
Fancy. I was like, cool. Cool.
And the Journey of the Little Mermaid, the Under the Sea ride, looks awesome.
That one's musical, and I haven't actually been on a musical ride in a while, so I might go on that. It's not the most exciting thing to me, because I really want to eat at that tavern, just because I can.
Yeah, and then they have the Enchanted Tales with Belle, which pretty much you just go through the story and tells you everything
that's
that happened.
Really cool.
Yeah,
I
so
like
that's
that.
A big part, the main part of the expansion, pretty much. And then the Storybook Circus, they added the Dumbo Flying Elephant ride there.
I want to see what that is, because the last, I've only been to the Disneyland, so I kind of want to see what that is.
And then they added a Casey Jr. Splash and Soak station, which that seems a little bit interesting to me.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
It's
so.
I enjoy cooling refreshment at the circus-themed water play area adjacent to the Fantasyland train station. So it's like...
It's like a water park kind
yeah.
of thing? Right next to a train station.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good idea to have in Disney
right,
World, because
like,
it gets rather hot
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because it's Florida. And Florida's
yeah,
like hot
I'm surprised they haven't done that
right, like I'm,
until
I,
now.
I feel like there probably is like a Disney water park, but it's nice to have one in the...
I know there is one in Disneyland, like in the hotel, they have like a really awesome pool,
yeah.
But it's not the same.
No.
And then they have Pete's Silly Slideshow, which you can meet some of the popular Disney characters inside one of the big top tents in the Storybook Circus area.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I feel like little kids would enjoy that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They can go take pictures, get autographs, you know.
Yeah.
When you have the autographs, you have them forever.
It's
still
like,
have mine.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much all that they added. They also did add a new Snow White ride. It's called the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
I kind of want to go on that.
It sort of reminds me of Thunder Mountain Railroad
See,
in a way.
See, that's what I thought of, too. And
like
I
a mixture of Splash Mountain and Thunder Mountain Railroad.
And I saw that, and I was like, that's probably... That's like my second most interested thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably ties for first, but I really want to try that tavern.
Yeah, that tavern seems to be rather popular. Gaston's apparently usually there, hanging out, wanting
Good.
To meet people,
Good.
You know, bragging about his
manliness.
Ways.
I feel like that would be fun. Like,
yeah.
Seems like a rather jovial place. Did anything get, like, taken out in the renovations?
I feel like maybe something did, but if it was, it wasn't big enough to anger people.
Like, draw headlines?
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify in case there was something that was, like, missing now that used to be there when Walt was there. And
Well, yeah, I know it did double in size, so if they did take something down, it probably wasn't that big of a deal because it's expanded so much, so.
That makes sense. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all Disney World has expanded from, and it's going to be really great.
Are there any plans to, do they have anything else announced?
Not that I know of. Fantasyland was, like, their big thing that they wanted to focus on because it's, like, the main part of Disney World that everyone wants to go see, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all that they did, so thank you for coming and talking to me, Ashton.
Yeah, no problem. Now I really want to go to Disney World.